Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Psalm 105. Oh Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes around me shines, your grace abound to me. I'll read from verse 37. Psalm 105 from verse 37. He also brought them out, the children of Israel, his covenant children. He also brought them out with silver and gold. And there was none feeble among his tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen on Egypt. He spread a cloud for a covering and a fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and they brought quail, and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. One version says, his chosen ones with great or with a joyful shout. I mean, gladness there is interpreted as joyful. So he brought, if you read it again, verse 43, he brought out his people with joy, his chosen one with a joyful shout. When joy speaks, is a shout. That's an exuberance. When joy speaks, that's why you know the absence of joy. Even when you want to bring it out, it's tough. You're like, eh. Have you ever been embarrassed before? Or ever had a stage fright before? Stage fright? And then you're standing there, you know your stuff. You know your voice. Your voice sounds like this, like I'm sounding. But that day when you opened your mouth, you wanted to say, ladies and gentlemen, you went, that's the absence of joy, because that's the presence of fear, timidity. But joy, hey, he brought his own out of joy, his chosen one with a shout, or with a joyful shout. So you can imagine when they were leaving Egypt that day, there was commotion. Not just commotion among the Egyptians, their own commotion was dead silence. Embarrassingly struck with fear. But this group of people, this band of people were like, hey! Hey! That's why somebody says that don't blame Pentecostals. We only follow the Spirit from within. We are used to shouting. We know the time of reverence, but our nature is shouting nature. Because because the joy of the Lord ever bubbles from inside of us. Is somebody hearing me? So quickly, he brought them out. If you observe God, read your Bible properly, interpret it, let the Holy Ghost do the teaching, you realize that God is in the business of bringing out and taking in. Often, he's always bringing out and taking in. Begin from the Garden of Eden, he will bring out, take in. Glory be to God in the highest. He brought them out of Egypt to take them into the promised land. Come on, is somebody here with me? And you who were once dead in your trespasses, he has been what? Brought near what? By the blood. Say, we're a chosen generation, what? Come on, help me. Come on, help me. To do what? Who has what? Come on, talk to me. Who has what? Come on, talk to me. Who has what? I can't hear you. Brought us out of what? In. Oh. Can't you see that God is always bringing out and taking in and bringing out and taking in? He takes you out of 2014 into 2015. Now he's taking out of 2015 to 2016. God, that, hey. Hallelujah. And every time God brings out, he does miraculously. I mean, would anybody argue with me that what happened in Egypt was a miracle? Come on. Who among the children of Israel could have brought themselves out? God displayed his mighty power. By his mighty arm, he did. And this oppressor, monster, as monstrous as he was, wouldn't be bothered. But let me quickly, advise you, don't think he was so strong that he could withstand God. He couldn't. You say, what do you mean? Come on, Romans chapter 9 says that God allowed it because God wanted to disgrace him. Go and read it. Said the reason he allowed him was to destroy him. So the devil that never will not give up following you is destruction. God knows I'm not telling you a lie. You will not go down. That devil will go down beyond recognition. In the name of Jesus. Because nobody holds ultimate power but God. And the Bible says that you are complete in him who is the head of principalities, all principalities and powers. It is in him you live, you move, you have your being. It says your life is hidden where? In Christ, where? With God. Come on. You know, you say, why are you talking this way? We're thinking from above. Because we are seated with him in the heavenly places. So fundamentally speaking, our thought life should begin from where we belong. Somebody say, that's your home page. You are not an earth person anymore. You are operating on earth, but you know where you belong. And the Bible alludes to that in every place. Say, we are Christ's ambassadors. Who is an ambassador? You are in a foreign land doing business for your home government. That's who we are. And so when we speak the language of our home government. Come on, is somebody hearing me? That's why when you rise out of this place today, you have authority. Not that you're just having it and being, you walk in the authority that you've always had. Because you are just being reminded who you are. And that's why we tell ourselves that we reign in life as kings. That's what the Bible says. Come on, Romans 5:17. Say, if through the offense of one man, death reigns for almost forever. Say, and through the righteousness and the gifts of what? Through the obedience and the gift of righteousness, those who believe in him will reign as kings on earth. My question is, do you believe in him? Yes. Then you are a king. Stop behaving like a servant. Speak heavenly language. Think like a king. Speak like a king. That's what we're talking about. So how did he bring them out? To give them this kingly status, he brought them out. Hallelujah. And of course, the physical type in the Old Testament, the children of Israel. And that's what is done with every covenant child of God. I have been brought out. Let no devil give me the impression that I'm in. I'm not in anymore. I've been brought out. With power, and I'm going in. Glory be to God in the highest. See, if you don't know, the devil will cheat you. Glory be to God in the highest. You'll be amazed that the same you from today, things begin to different. Abby, I feel like shaking hand here. Woo-hoo. Hey,
I'm hearing Oluwa lo se yo.
Amen.
O de si ba se si. That's what I'm hearing. Brought out, going in. So anytime in your life, you are a continuous project in the hand of God. You are evolving from victory to victory. You are a king. Malabo, and where the word of a king is, there is what? Power. So that means that you carry power in your mouth. Eyes are shut. In your mouth. So when you speak, expect. You are king. So what are the characteristics of a king? When a king talks, that's why the word of God in your mouth is. That's why you don't speak earth languages. You don't speak in earth syllables anymore. Speak the language of where you belong. Everything created, understand that. They don't quickly understand the other one. So the devil takes advantage of you. He comes in between and they mess things up. Speak the language, they will obey. He brought them out how? He also brought them out with what? And? Are you sick in your body? Recognize now that that's a trespass. There was none. He said, how do you marry that with the New Testament? I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He says you are redeemed from what? 16, sickness and poverty. Come on, Galatians 3:13. Christ has what? Redeemed us from the curse of the law. Be made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is everyone that hungeth on the tree. Why? That the blessings of Abraham. These are the seeds of Abraham. May I come upon the Gentiles, and I may receive what? The promise of the Holy Spirit by faith. He brought, they've taken again. And there was none. Feeble. If you have any sickness in your body, reject it. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will never bring upon you the sicknesses of the Egyptians, their diseases. Says, I will bless your food and your water, your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from you. Glory be to God in the highest. See, the natural gets us to a place where we accept it as normal. It is not normal. See it as abnormal. And in the name of Jesus, it will stop to be normal in your life. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. So he brought them out. So that bringing them out is the salvation, is the bringing out we've been talking about. Whatever is holding you down in your life today, in the name of Jesus, by the supernatural means of God, I break it. I declare your freedom, because he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So I declare that your freedom is total. In the name of Jesus, we give him praise. So he brought them out. I'm saying that your being brought out is total. It's all inclusive. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus. And look at the way he did. How did he do it? He did it himself. It was his presence. Why Moses was calling, the Bible tells us he was the meekest of all men. So he was the man that would have, no. But God used him. Say, I can't talk. God used him. So when God is going to break through for you, as he has always done and he will still continue to do, don't limit where we come from. Don't you ever limit him. If you're expecting God, don't switch God to man or means. A lot of people put their attention on man, a little man by force. Who told you? And when that man doesn't have the capacity because God doesn't want to use him, then you get angry. Don't mind him. See? It's not his fault, it's your fault. You are making him God, and God wants to spare his life, wants him to live long. Wants him to live long, so he will disappoint you. When you believe God, let him use enemies. And by the time the meekest man And the man who was saying that I couldn't talk, he said, I will use your brother. The brother was even weaker. Check their history. Check the history of their performances. And in spite of his brother, what did he do? He said, what you hold in your hand? Stick. He used the meek man. He used the one that wasn't even as strong as the meek man. He used an ordinary stick. That's why he can use handkerchief. He can use pen. He can use switch. He can use donkey. Yeah. He can use sleep. That's why he said, he's only strong. Have faith in God. Not in man. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Then he brought them out with silver and gold. Can you imagine? The poorest in the land. The one that on the human ladder, they didn't even put them there. They're like, you are worse than a human being. One night, when they were living, they were the richest. They were the most honored, most revered. One night, I feel the fire. There's someone here today. You've almost written off your life because of what you have experienced. You are saying that if all these years that I've lived, there's no breakthrough. I've come to agree that not everybody, that God does not deliver everybody. But God will have me tell you today, you will sing a new song in 2016. I say in the name of Jesus, God has changed your song. And don't believe a lie. Never stop trusting God. You will sing a new song.
Amen.
In 2016. I felt, most of us know how to do ministry. We were somewhere in a program and some guys were preaching before me. I was preaching before some guys. Then when this particular person preached, Pastor Dumpty said, this man knows ministry. Because he knew what to call to make the people hey and hey, hey, hey. So you can know the style, the language, and come on, everybody, hey. And he make a call that, anyhow they think of it, everybody will rush to the front. He says, this man knows what to say. I said, why you think that way? She laughed, said, of course now. Because he was doing ministry. Doing ministry is not necessarily doing what God says to do. So some calls are irrelevant. They are to show that you are a strong man. Now everybody's rules are going to come. But when you hear God. I was saying that then and I just felt that somebody you are carrying. I say in 2016, I saw your hand this way and I felt weight. And I don't know. If he says he's a child, I'll say yes. But he hasn't told me, but you are carrying something valuable. How you will interpret that, you may, but believe me, in 2016, whatever you are carrying will be the reason you are going to testify in the name of Jesus. You know what he said to me? He said, yes, I'm talking of a child. He said, and I'm talking of somebody here that you haven't even seen the man. That's strange. Yeah, for everybody. But there's someone here, you have not even seen the man. You don't even know the man. But by this time next year, we give him praise. That was with silver and gold. Now, if you look at the way he did it, miraculous. Our Bible, King James says, he said to them, said God said to Moses to tell them to go and borrow. But if you look at the New King James, or rather, NIV, NS, he didn't say go and borrow, he said go and ask them. Demand. Ask them. So if you say borrow, to like, did God do 419? No, he didn't. It was the interpretation in King James. He says, go there. So I come. I said, give me your cars. And they gave me. Give me your house. And they gave me. So it was what God said that they did, that the people obeyed. No, if you give me your car, God will give you a jet. In Jesus' name. So you shouldn't be afraid. If you give me your house, he will give you a house in Ikoyi, in California, in Abuja, everywhere, in Jesus' name. But don't be afraid. And except he says, I should come and ask, I will ask you. So don't be afraid. He said, I should come and ask from him. You know, he says, go ask them. You know, even ordinary your cook at home who has full status of a citizen, an adult, has his own honor and respect. She won't come and ask you, give me your money. She clear your bank account for me. Is he drunk? Now, slaves, not servants, slaves, came say, give me your best. The best in your treasury. Give me your best treasures. And they wait. His inheritance from generations. What he has used all his life to save. And you collected it. All of them said, bring it my way. God has given it to you all in Jesus' name. But God is bringing special Christmas presents your way. The type that you will remember all for the rest of the Christmases you live. In the name of Jesus. You see, you serve a good God who cares so much about you. When he brought them out with silver, with gold, the economy changed hand. They took everything. They plundered Egypt. Now you can see why. And Bible now says, if there was sickness before, with the way they were treated, some were maimed, some were. By the time they were living, everything was straight and strong. Yes. Even the very old ones were strong, you know, they were walking. You know, one verse says, there was none that was not fit for the Exodus. There was not one of them that was not fit. God made them fit. You will go into 2016 fit in the name of Jesus. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, you will go in there fit in the name of Jesus. Malabo. You say why? From the moment they put the blood on they killed the ram and put the blood there. You see what I'm saying? If you don't forget your covenant with God, I say nothing created will be strong enough to stand against you and withstand you. Nothing in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me? You always take your cue from the blood and see whether the crooked will not be made straight. Whether the monsters will not bow. In the name of Jesus. Take your cue from the blood of Jesus. And they left with a shout of joy. With joyful shout. I'll see you next week. In the name of Jesus. I'll see you next week just before. And I'll see you next week just after. In the name of Jesus. Our God is a good God. I like Jesus. And I like people who like Jesus. I like remembering that I'm in Christ Jesus. I like meeting people in Christ Jesus. The best friends you can have in life is those who are in Him. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Father, we give you praise. He said, so that something will happen. I'll do it in 2 minutes before we take the communion. This pastor is something is happening to him. Can I announce to you? Something is happening to this congregation. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. He says to ask you to stand up. You know, we sing a song. It says, my hands are blessed. You know why? Wait. You know why? You know why? He says you will lay your hands on the sick, they will recover. You know why? See, whatever you lay your hands to do, we do what? Prosper. My hands are blessed. You know why I asked you to stand up? Because we'll sing the song and you just walk around and honest, in faith, shake hands with one or two or three people and see. You see what I mean? And see whether joy, the joy of the Holy Ghost, will not begin something in that life. In the name of Jesus. I'm saying it because it won't be Pastor Ty who's shaking hands, it'll be you. Why? Because you are shaking hands with the knowledge, with the knowing who you are, with the blessings of God. And everyone I shake, this is what I mean. Everyone I shake, surely most is left. My hands are
hey.
With the blessings of the Lord. So when you get home today and you put your hand on your son, blessing. You carry your baby, blessing. You hug your wife, blessing. You shake your neighbor, blessing. Why? You are a blessing to your generation. That is the crux of the covenant that we operate. You are blessed. And you are a... So from now, people will be looking for when you are going to arrive. Before you come, they'll be thinking of you. God, bring him my way. Bring him my way. You carry God everywhere you go. In the name of Jesus. So my hands are blessed.
My hands are
come on, move around. With the blessings of God.
With the blessings of the Lord.
My hands are blessed.
My hands are blessed.
With the blessings of God. Of the Lord,
with the blessings of the Lord,
everyone I touch,
everyone
hallelujah.
I touch,
everyone I touch,
everyone I touch,
my hands are blessed.
Hey.
Oh,
with the blessings of the Lord.
Know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.